I think the main benefit there was to be able to meet folks from around the country, around the world, and work collaboratively. A lot of the ways we learned was through group projects. So we would come together with an issue to discuss and a presentation to give to the rest of the class. So it was really interesting to see how people did it in different parts of the country and parts of the world.
And specifically, how do you think it might benefit the department locally here?
I think a huge value of being able to attend the academy was building relationships with other executives from different departments. So, you know, if we run into a concern or an issue, I can always bounce those issues off my classmates to see what they've done. You know, maybe they've already solved a problem we've encountered, or maybe, you know, a group of them or a number of them had address similar issues, and we can look from at the different angles they hit the issues from and try to come up with a, you know, best practice for us.
So now it sounds like you have new resources. You can reference the people that you met and say, hey, do you have any tips?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we've, you know, I've already fielded some of those emails from my classmates asking for policies or procedures or, you know, how we do specific things. That information's already flowing back and forth.
Just to give people an idea of what the department is actually doing, can we kind of create like a pie and to put in people's minds, like, is there a large part of the calls that you get that are of a certain nature?
Well, I think if we could just back up from that a little bit, I think it's really important, and maybe even more so in smaller communities, to figure out what the community wants. We're trying to address issues from a quality of life standpoint. What can the police department do? What can the borough do to maintain and improve the quality of life for our citizens? What is important for them as far as law enforcement services? So that, I think that is the key, is to figuring out what the public wants and addressing those issues.
What do you think the public wants at this point, or how are you going to go about finding out?
Well, I think that changes. I think it, you know, it depends on the you know, immediate needs, and some of that does fluctuate back and forth a little bit. I think people are concerned about the illegal drug abuse here. I think that we have some of those issues that we're trying to fix. I think people are concerned about just normal type public safety issues stemming from traffic to property crimes or thefts. A lot of the issues that we see, and I say a lot, but we don't have, you know, a horrible crime rate here. We've got a pretty good quality of life, really. But, you know, grouping things together or trying to find some commonalities, we have a lot of alcohol-related issues. Alcohol causes lots of difficulties.
Okay. The first thing you mentioned was illegal drugs and the concern about that. What kind of illegal drugs are we talking about?
I think our primary problem right now or issue is going to be heroin. We also have some occasional issues with cocaine and methamphetamine. And, you know, as most folks know, marijuana was recently legalized, and there's going to be some, you know, the community is going to have to look at the new state law and how they want to administer those new processes here in Petersburg.
And that'll probably take some time to figure out, you know, how that's all going to work for you as a police department.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. I was wondering how the department managed while you were gone for those 11 weeks.
You know, I think they did a great job. You know, and I'd really like to thank Captain John Hamilton and our support services manager, Angel Warhatch. They stood in the gap, and they were able to hold things together, and they did a great job for us while I was gone. And we were able to, you know, talk. Probably not daily, but at least a couple times a week. So, you know, they kept me in the loop on things. But, you know, I do appreciate John Hamilton and Angel Warhatch running the show while I was gone. And, you know, I just want to, I guess, publicly appreciate the folks that work with us, the officers, the investigators, the dispatchers. Those guys do a great job. And, you know, we have a pretty good quality of life here, a pretty stable environment, but law enforcement's challenging, and in the lower 48, things are pretty crazy right now. So I think it's important that we recognize those guys that are out on the street trying to make us safe every day, and that they're the guys that are taking those 911 calls and getting help to us, because, you know, down south there's a lot of crazy things going on right now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks so much for sharing the information with us today.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.